minutes past 7 o'clock. It's Graham at breakfast on BBC Radio Lancashire. Now, residents in some of Lancashire's most rural areas are benefiting from super fast internet thanks to volunteers who've dug miles of trenches. The volunteers in Dolphinholme have been working as part of Broadband for the Rural North, digging fields, laying cables, connecting the community's houses one by one. They've done it all themselves. Well, last night a meeting was held to show locals how it all works, and BBC Radio Lancashire's John Barnes was there.
We're outside Dolphinholme Village Hall, not far from Lancaster, on the edge of the Forest of Bowland. Really beautiful views around here, up to the hills and then down to the River Wyre. People around here have struggled with really slow broadband speeds for years. It can take hours to download a movie, and live streaming can often be totally impossible. Not the best place to be if you rely on the internet for your business, but that's all about to change. Some people in Dolphinholme now have the world's fastest broadband, and the rest will get it soon. It's all come about because of a community project. Let's find out more from Liz Collinson and Sam Uddin. Sam, tell us what's been going on.
Well, since Barry Ford first suggested the idea about a year and a half ago, we've been looking at laying out cables across the whole of the northwest of northeast of Lancashire, connecting all the small villages, individual houses, farmhouses, up to a major link that travels the whole core of the country, that gives us an access to a 1 gigabyte upload and download speed. That's not easy to imagine, but that is a fantastic amount of...
It's very, very fast, isn't it?
It is incredibly fast. The best that you can normally buy from any other service provider is about 40 to 45 megabytes. Less than half of 1%.
We're at the place where it all kind of happened. This is the point where the broadband arrives in Dolphinholme behind us, yeah?
That's right. We've dug channels across the fields, across the back of there that you can see, that you can't see on the radio, round the corner, and it comes into this little junction box, which feeds all the callers' cottages on this side, but also acts as a hub for channels going in both directions, down across the valley and over towards the Fleece and round the hills.
Liz, this has obviously been a huge project. What was internet like here before this was introduced?
Very, very slow. In fact, I'm not connected yet, so it's still very slow for me, but the speeds are 1 or 2, you know. You can't access films, you can't access the internet websites, you know. It's just far too slow to do anything, really.
How did you set about getting people involved?
It's flyering. We're quite a small community of about 200 houses, so it's a case of flying, putting leaflets around, and then knocking on doors and talking to people and getting them excited about it. But then, really, from the number of houses we have, we've only got about 16 or 20 people that come out and dig regularly because they're too busy doing their work.
So how hard has this been?
It's been very, very hard, especially in the winter when it's very muddy. You're up to your knees in mud and trying to dig, and you can't get the mud off your spade and things. So it's been very hard, but it's been good because we've been a good group. We've been very socially active and enjoy each other's company. So it's been fun as well.
John Barnes there talking to local volunteers who've got up and have done it themselves, Liz Collinson and Sam Uddin. Well, joining me now is chairman of the Dolphinholme Action Group, Ellen Norris. Thanks for joining us this morning. Great news, this, isn't it?
It is fantastic news, yes. The service that we're getting is quite remarkable. But as you know, things don't always quite go to plan. And I think you're aware that yesterday, just as we were about to start a nice demonstration, national utilities company managed to cut through our main fibre.
Oh, dear.
It was very nice of them. But I'm delighted to say, due to fantastic response by the team, we're up and running this morning, and I'm speaking to you over the internet.
Wow.
Using Barn.
Wow.
So how's that for a response?
And imagine you've gone from one of the slowest, now you've got your own internet there, you've gone from one of the slowest to probably one of the quickest.
Indeed we have. It's absolutely fantastic. No problem uploading material. So if you're working at home and you have, you know, developed things that need to go up on the internet, press of a button and it's virtually instantaneous. Things like streaming videos and stuff like that, again, fantastic service. It's wonderful.
How do you feel, though, that you had to go and do this by yourself?
Well, in some ways, of course, very positive, because it is a local initiative. It has engaged a lot of people. We built it, we own it, and we run it. And that's localism working at its best. So from that point of view, excellent. Mm. The fact that we got no assistance from any of the sort of regulatory bodies or from government or anything else...
You got none at all?
Not really, nothing at all. We've had some support for individuals, but no money really mattered. And, you know, that's a reflection, perhaps, on the way that some of these rural areas are rather neglected.
Yeah, and now you've got, you know, some claim the fastest broadband in the world in Dolphin Home.
Indeed, we have. We're regularly getting measured figures over sort of 800-900, which is fantastic. Far, in some ways, far more than one actually needs at the moment, but it means that we are future-proof.
Well, there we are. Marvellous. Alan, thanks very much for joining us this morning. That is Alan Norris, who's from the Dolphin Home Action Group. They've gone from the slowest to non-existent broadband to the fastest in the world, which is marvellous.
A Lancashire group, as you've just been hearing, who installed their own super-fast broadband, say it was worth the effort. The volunteers in Dolphin Home dug their own trenches and laid cables to connect the houses in their community one by one. And in the weather, it will remain fine.